see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Jesus is speaking in a sense not only to the apostles as a man in the room with them, but he is speaking within them as he opens to them the graces of their first communion. You will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I in you. Yes, Jesus speaks in the Last Supper discourses a lot about what is to come, about what is about to happen. But he also speaks about the past and about the present, what has already been given, what we've been given. St. Peter tells us in the second reading, always be ready to give an explanation for your hope. What is our greatest witness to the world? Our hope, or our charity, or our joy, depending on who you ask. Perhaps it is hope, though, that the world finds most inaccessible, even more so than charity or joy. Joy is the evidence of our hope. Charity is what makes us different from the world and makes us most like Christ. Charity, hope, or as Peter says in the first reading, joy, all that allow us even to suffer for doing what is right. Our reason for hope, like the apostles, does not come from us. It comes from the firm conviction that we have been made holy by the gift of Jesus Christ himself. And if we have been made holy, then the world will not be able to take our joy from us. None will be able to take us out of Jesus' hand. We have no reason for hope from ourselves. The world knows this. We always desire to be greater than we are or are capable of being. To be richer, smarter, more talented, younger, braver, stronger. On a deeper level, we share the desire to be good, and hopefully, the desire to be holy. To be truly forgiven, unconditionally loved and accepted by God, with all of our faults, our shortcomings, our betrayals of God or others, or our own best interests. To have God embrace our whole selves. And we maintain a desire to be good, to have the good, and to be seen as good. Which relates to our desire to give ourselves in love and have that gift of ourselves received. Unfortunately, the world has gotten really good, or most people in the world, at silencing their conscience with its impossible demands. And they let other desires choke out the good until they perhaps forget about it altogether or despair of being good or capable of good. Because the world glimpses these desires and fears them and seeks to evade them. The good does not really exist, or the world is cruel, evil, or at best meaningless. That is despair. That is why the world hopes for a reason for hope. Or the world says that you get to create your own idea of good. You do you. I think I'm a pretty good person. Well, I wouldn't want to judge anyone. Whereas Jesus says in the gospel, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. The pure of heart see God, not everyone who says to him, Lord, Lord. Nonetheless, the world cannot help being compelled by sanctity, by real saints. But sanctity seems impossible, out of reach, because it is. That is, we cannot make ourselves holy. It is Jesus, it is the advocate that he gives us, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, the Most Holy Trinity, who make the first move in our journey to holiness, not only in the beginning, but every day, every time we turn towards him, God always makes the first move. And this weekend, we thank God for that first gift of his love, even before our baptism, which is the love of our mothers. I would also note we were given our guardian angels, but on a human level, that our mother is perhaps the deepest and the first way, according to God's design, that we experience that unconditional love, that we are loved first. The affirmation that we are good, we were created good, and are accepted unconditionally. And so thank you to all of the mothers for your vocation. Thank you for the gift of yourself to give joy to your children. And yes, holiness is out of reach in a certain sense. For some here who are trying to juggle getting your kids where they need to be and keeping the toddler from killing themselves and getting supper ready and making sure the older kids do their homework, it might seem like mediocrity or just getting to tomorrow is the best that you can do. But holiness, while it's not something that we can achieve for ourselves, neither is it some magical thing that just gives us a perfect family or makes all of our problems go away. It's not one more thing added to the laundry list of things that need to get done before tomorrow. No, holiness comes from that gift of grace. The gift, I will not leave you orphans, Jesus says. He will give, he will send the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who has worked through you mothers in a very special way. And he is alive within you to unite you to Jesus and the Father, not to add holiness to your life as something that just sort of gets sprinkled over all of that basket of other duties and responsibilities. It's not powdered sugar, it's yeast, something that transforms from within. That gift of God's life within your soul. Grace. Grace changes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. Jesus asks for our poverty, not our riches, not for the best image of ourselves that we can present, our real self, the one that can ask for help, perhaps with slightly an exasperated way of responding to the dispute over who has to sit in the middle seat or who's touching who, and then 5 minutes later can breathe a sincere thank you that the two-year-old has fallen asleep for their nap at long last. Jesus says that you will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Jesus left for a time, but he comes and brings the peace not that the world cannot give. He does not take all of our problems away or make everything perfectly organized. But in the midst of all of that, he gives us the peace that only he can give, because he is alive within us. I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you.